Gospel is from St. John. It deals with the anointing of Jesus. As Jesus said, anointing for his death, which he sees, is only days away. Just a few lines of it. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfume oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Now, the other three evangelists, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, pick up on this theme, although they place this event in the house of Simon the leper. And Mark, the first gospel, is most elaborate about it. Mark writes, when he was in Bethany, reclining at table in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came in with an alabaster jar of perfumed oil, genuine spikenard. She broke the alabaster jar and poured it out on his head. There were some who were indignant about this, but he defended her. Amen, I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be held in memory of her. St. Luke adds a different note to this in the seventh chapter. He has the woman as a sinful woman, the woman who comes in to anoint him as a sinful woman. How do we know that? Well, the men have said so. The Pharisee invited him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. And bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears, and then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman it is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. Jesus said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. Tell me, teacher, he said, arrogant and thinking he has nothing to learn. Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I say to you, her many sins are forgiven because she has shown great love. And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. What do we learn from this? From these women? They brought the largest jar of the best perfume. She broke it, poured it out. It would never be used for anyone else again. She kissed him repeatedly, and we never hear of her again. In these stories with these women, Jesus defends them, accepts them, loves them personally, generously, intimately.